Hello, Dana? Have you heard from Vicky yet? I anxiously asked. Vicky hadn't shown up for school, but she wasn't at home either. She'd gone AWOL. And I was frantic with worry, especially as it passed 10 p.m. already. Nope, this is very out of her character. Martin, tell me what's going on between you two. I facepalmed. Ugh, the word complicated wouldn't even be enough to describe this situation. It's a long story. Let me just tell you from the beginning. It started way back when I was just a kindergarten kid. I met my first ever enemy, Vincent Green. We just didn't see things eye to eye from the get-go. One normal day, I just finished my Lego city when Vincent charged over like Godzilla and smashed it to pieces. And so the war between us continued, one that carried on throughout our school years. He sabotaged everything I did and vice versa. One time when it was my turn to sing in music class, Vincent made fart noises and the whole class burst out laughing. Fair and square, that same day I poured liquid glue over his art collage. Another time he stuck a note on my back saying, "I wet the bed." Seriously, I was getting really paranoid as to why all these kids were laughing and pointing at me. Ugh. So in return, I put this fluffy pink teddy in his backpack. And in class, when he went to pull out his pencil case, the teddy flew out and landed in the middle of the room. Back then, Vincent had already seemed to be quite a girl magnet. I guess they viewed him as a pretty boy, but come on. All kids look the same, right? So I started going around telling everyone, "Vincent only wants to play with the girls. Ew, gross." 5 years later, and our feud was still ripe. Vincent was great at studying, and baseball, too. He was the PE teacher's favorite. And I know this sounds stupid, but that being flocked by girl thing was no longer gross. It was like a medal of honor. I tried so hard to be better than Vincent in everything. I was also one of the top students. I joined the soccer team. And I also had girls surrounding me. Still, that was not enough. Not until Vincent accepted his defeat. But then middle school started, and guess what? Vincent wasn't there. Finally, I was free of him. Now I could stay on top, flirt with girls, and become basketball captain without him trying to sabotage me. All eyes were on me, and it was fantastic. Although there was a small part of me that missed the competitiveness. Then on another day, like every other day in high school, I was walking along the corridor and noticed that all the girls were getting in a frenzy about something. "What's going on?" I asked my best friend Tyler when I arrived at my locker. "Not sure. It's probably the new boy or something. Girls are squealing all over the place." I didn't feel good about this. And then, just like in those slow-mo Korean drama scenes, the new boy ambled along the hall charmingly smiling, one hand holding a baseball bat, the other air-shooting girls. My face was slowly getting hot, eyes goggled at the new boy. Yes, it was Vincent. He slid past me, sneered and winked. What a lousy jerk. That was definitely another declaration of war. A few days later, I saw Vincent everywhere, applying for class president, competing for the baseball team captain position, and flirting with pretty much every girl in school. Ugh, he was like a bad rash that wouldn't go away. To make it worse, his grades from previous schools somehow ended up published online, which made everyone go giddy for him. Ugh, Vincent Green, you just wait for it. However, he would have to probably wait forever, because I was ready to give up all the competitive intentions the moment I met Vicky. It was at lunchtime. I was having lunch with Tyler in the school garden when Dana, Tyler's girlfriend, came over. Behind her was an angel. I was stunned, mouth wide open. My half-eaten sandwich even fell from my hand. Dana said, "Hi, boys. This is Vicky, my best friend. She used to be my neighbor until her family moved away. But she's just transferred back here now." Vicky gave us both a friendly smile. I, of course, took that chance and befriended her right away. Soon, Vicky and I started hanging out. When I was with her, it felt like everyone else had been muted. She was this ray of light in the darkness. She was perfect for me. Smart, beautiful, exquisite. And she was the only girl in school who didn't go all fluttery around Vincent. Actually, she hadn't so much as mentioned him once. I invited her over to my house, and my parents liked her so much they asked her to stay for dinner. Afterward, Vicky suggested watching a movie. The time whizzed past, and soon it was 10 p.m., and she had to leave. Let me take you home, I insisted. But she told me her brother was already on his way. So I led her down to the living room to wait. The doorbell rang. I went to answer to find Vincent standing there. We both froze and glared at each other. What on earth was he doing here? That's when Vicky walked over to him and said, "Let's go." Then she turned to me and kissed me on the cheek. Aw, sweet. But I couldn't think about this right now. Why was my mortal enemy at my front door? Vincent grunted. Vicky, what's going on here? I also snarled. Yeah, Vicky, what's he doing here? Despite the death stares we were giving each other, she just shrugged. Oh, Vinny, this is my boyfriend Martin. Martin, this is Vincent, my brother.
Brother?
My wonderful and perfect girlfriend is Vincent Green's sister? No, 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 no!
Yo, you're dating this loser?
Vincent pointed a shaking finger at me.
You are really that jerk's sister?
I was trembling even more, while Vicky seemed unbothered as she walked toward the car. Vincent immediately growled at me.
Stay away from my sister,
before he quickly chased after her. I stood there deadly still, a horrified look on my face. I probably resembled some sort of gargoyle. No way. How could an amazing girl like Vicky be related to that jerk? The next day, Vicky texted me to meet her at the cafe. We need to talk.
Uh-oh, no man ever wants to hear those words. Talk about a bad omen.
But we were meant to be going on a double date with Tyler and Dana tonight, weren't we? I entered the cafe to see Vicky sitting there, looking all sulky with her arms folded. Oh no, this didn't look good. Before I even had a chance to sit down, she blurted out,
Martin, why have you never told me about your arch enemy? Do you have any idea how big of a fight Vincent and I had last night?
I sat there open-mouthed. Truth was, since meeting Vicky, I no longer cared about Vincent or our war. I only wanted to focus on Vicky. She made me so happy. I explained this to her, and she replied, Vincent still hates you. He's forbidden me from meeting you again. Of course, I'm not listening to him, but I want you to both solve this dumb feud.
There is nothing to solve. He started this back when we were just little kids. He's a grade A jerk.
I started to get heated. Vicky sighed.
I mean it. You guys need to talk. As for me, I'm not going to let Vincent tell me who I can and can't see. I was so mad at that dude, I just refused to understand her words. I repeatedly came back at her that I didn't want to solve anything with Vincent. Then it got worse. Being as stupid as I could, I blurted out, It's either him or me, so who's it gonna be?
Vicky furiously stood up, shouted,
How dare you make me choose a side? I love you, but that's my brother!
Then stormed off. Did she just say she loved me? Oh man, what had I just done? To my surprise, the double date still went ahead. The four of us were in this Italian restaurant, but Vicky hadn't said a word. This was so awkward. When Vicky was in the restroom, Dana gave me a piece of advice.
You should listen to Vicky. Go make peace with Vincent.
Then, to my annoyance, Tyler also agreed with Dana. I ignored that and asked Dana to take Vicky home. Later, we got into another big fight on the phone. I couldn't understand why she kept telling me to reconcile with that idiot. Just because she didn't want to stand between two rivals? Furiously, I said, I hate your brother. So there's no way I'm going to reconcile. If you love me, you'll be on my side. Vicky yelled out, Both of you are so childish. And neither of you care about my feelings.
Then she hung up.
So, that was the story. Now this brings you up to date, and I have zero clue as to where my girlfriend is. I need to find her, and if that involves putting my differences with Vincent aside, then so be it. So I called everyone to the park, including him.
What you two did to Vicky was so obviously wrong, Tyler spoke up.
Being stuck in the middle of her bro and her boyfriend must suck. Neither of you even stopped to consider her feelings. Dana continued.
Vicky loves you both very much. Don't make her choose. You guys should talk.
Then both of them stood up and left us there. Vincent and I sat in awkward silence for a while. Eventually, he cleared his throat.
I have to admit that I've been envying you. All the girls adored you. You're smart and great at sports.
Vicky falling for you proves that you'd finally defeated me. That's why I got so mad. I looked at him with wide eyes.
That was exactly what I thought about Vincent.
I always felt like second fiddle to him. Always. I told him this, then we both scratched our heads and laughed. Then I said, Geez, what a couple of insecure losers we are. Vincent replied,
Yeah, we're both pretty stupid for a pair of smart guys.
Truce?
He held out his hand and I shook it. We realized that no amount of attention could compare to the love we got from our girl Vicky. Suddenly, something popped up in my head.
Ah, I know where Vicky is, I said.
Let's go, Uncle Vinny.
Vincent and I called Tyler and Dana, and then we went to the 24/7 cafe, where Vicky usually took me. There I found her, dozing on a couch on the second floor. I gently shook her and said, Wakey, wakey, sleeping beauty, you gave us all a fright. When she saw that Vincent was there too, and we weren't biting each other's heads off, she gave this huge smile. After that, we all sat down and chatted over hot chocolates and cookies.
Finally, the infinity war between two rivals had come to an end. I no longer have an enemy. Instead, I have a new close friend. It's funny how things turn out sometimes, isn't it? Now I'm a part of a group of five wonderful people, especially my girlfriend. What more can I ask for? Life is beautiful.